This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Christ on a social media platform, are you kidding me? I don't care that people know that I am a child of God and I believe that He sent His Son to pay the penalty for our sins and that I put my faith in Him, His resurrection power. Are you kidding me? I am not going to be ashamed in this adulterous, sinful generation. It's just terrible when you see the stuff that's going on and you're going to be ashamed of Christ. You don't have the courage. You are a coward. And God is saying you need to stand up. Don't be ashamed. If you are ashamed of Him, He says in Mark chapter 8, verse 38, He will be ashamed of you. Now the question is, are you ashamed? Think about what you've been doing. You know, I remember when I was in school as a young boy, and we were sitting at the lunch table, and I was always taught to pray over my food. And there were some other friends of mine that did not want to pray, said they were Christians, but because people would see them, they would do a quick nod like this. That was their prayer. You know, I took my time and prayed for my food. I will not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Are you willing to take the stand? If you are ashamed of the gospel of Christ, here's what the scripture says. Take a look at Romans chapter 10, verse 11. Romans chapter 10, verse 11. It says this, "For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed." Wow, there you go. Well, if you are ashamed, you don't believe in Him. That's pretty simple. Let me read this scripture again. It says, "For the scripture saith," I didn't say it, "whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed." If you are ashamed, wow, who are you? Are you a child of God or are you a child of your father, the devil? Because you won't be ashamed of your father. But if you are ashamed of the gospel of Christ, wow, that means you probably are not in the body of Christ. It all comes down to, do you believe? You know, people say, what does it take to be saved? Jesus simply said, believe. You don't have to do all of this stuff, jump through hoops. People say you got to hoop and holler, be baptized, and all of this craziness. I'm telling you from God's Word, you are simply saved by believing in Him. Jesus said this in Luke chapter 13, verse 3. He says, "I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." True belief in Christ includes repentance. They're on the same coin. They can't be separated. You can't say, "I believe in Christ," and haven't repentance. You don't know what you're talking about. Because once you recognize who you are, which is a sinner and can't save yourself, and you see that God has provided the perfect Lamb, His Son, to pay for the penalty of sins, and that He bled and died on the cross, and on the third day rose from the grave, and you can't do that. And then the scripture puts it this way, Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says this, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." You see, it includes belief, because out of the heart the mouth speaketh. So what he's saying, if you believe in Christ, not by your works, the Bible says, not by your works of righteousness which ye have done are you saved, but according to His Word. And His Word is clear. If you believe in the Son, thou shalt have everlasting.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.